I want to bring us again this morning to the communion table, wherein we have elements of a cup of wine and a piece of broken bread. I want to read for you from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. He pulls that verse out of 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, 24th verse, wherein it says, "This do in remembrance of me." Spurgeon says, "It seems then that Christians may forget Christ. There could be no need for this loving exhortation if there were not a fearful supposition that our memories might prove treacherous. Nor is this a bare supposition. It is, alas, too well confirmed in our experience, not as a possibility, but as a lamentable fact. It appears almost impossible that those who have been redeemed by the blood of the dying Lamb, and loved with an everlasting love by the eternal Son of God, should forget that gracious Savior. But if startling to the ear, it is, alas, too apparent to the eye to allow us to deny the crime. Forget him who never forgot us. Forget him who poured his blood forth for our sins. Forget him who loved us even to death. Can it be possible? Yes. It is not only possible, but conscience confesses that it is too sadly a fault with us all that we suffer him to be as a wayfaring man tarrying but for a night. He whom we should make the abiding tenant of our memories is but a visitor therein. The cross, where one would think that memory would linger and unmindfulness would be an unknown intruder, is desecrated by the feet of our forgetfulness. Does not your own conscience say that this is true? Do you not find yourselves forgetful of Jesus? I would put it another way. Do we not find ourselves forgetful of Jesus? Does not your conscience say this is true? he goes on to say, let us charge ourselves to bind a heavenly forget-me-not about the heart for Jesus our beloved, and whatever else we let slip, let us hold fast to him. God made us, folks. That's the end of Spurgeon. God made us. He knows what we are. And in that condition, God has provided this table of grace that we may remember Jesus. Spurgeon has one line here wherein he says, the cross where one would think that memory would linger. The cross is where Jesus shed his blood for us. And at this table we have this cup of wine, symbol of the blood. But the scriptures tell us that the life of the soul is in the blood, and at this table we are to remember Jesus, not only the life that was given for us, but as a result, the life that is given to us. The very life, the very substance of the life of Jesus is given to us as by grace through faith. Are we saved? This table is an act of faith. This table remembers Jesus. This table reminds us of his grace, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died, that is, gave his life for us. What grace! And by faith, that is, with all outspokenness, we lift this cup, looking through it, remembering Jesus. and taking it. Yes, we thank God for His grace. In Jesus' name. As I said in the earlier message, this word grace is manifested in many ways. Not only the new life that we have in Christ, but Jesus, also having been touched with our infirmities, knew we needed additional help while in this world journeying to heaven by faith. We needed to be able to live and move. And that requires health and the Word of God declares that by His stripes, that is, by the stripes of Jesus, that is, that which He took upon Himself for us, that by His stripes we are healed. And again, as we take by faith this bread, the act of faith is declaring with your mouth, so declare with me that by His stripes we were healed, and give thanks unto God that through this communion table we do remember Jesus taking, saying, with His stripes, I was healed in Jesus. Amen. No doubt. Praise God.